let's talk about the economy, which finally seems like it's getting back on track. Job creation is robust. Unemployment's closer to 8% than 10%. Even the American auto industry, almost left for dead 3 years ago, is back. Remember that Super Bowl commercial for Chrysler with Clint Eastwood?
This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah, it's halftime, America. And our second half's about to begin.
But elsewhere on television, it seems like it's 2009 and we're continuing to suffer through the Great Recession. From network sitcoms to hour-long dramas, America is still supposed to be down and out. James Poniewozik is the television critic and pop culture commentator for Time magazine. He's here with me now. James, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me.
So you have described in Time TV as a lagging economic indicator. What do you mean and why is that?
It means that it took a while for them to acknowledge that the recession was happening. And television tends to get to the zeitgeist, you know, a year or whatever after the zeitgeist has been there.
Let's unpack how this works a little bit. First of all, I presume if one is a network television executive, just the idea of depicting a terrible, abysmal economy doesn't make you want to greenlight a show, for starters.
I think that's true. I mean, network television is conditioned against airing anything that could be considered a bummer. And then there's also sort of a more systemic thing in TV, which is that TV tends to program now for demographics. You used to have things like the Norman Lear comedies. You used to have Archie Bunker and then Roseanne, you know, actual normal working people doing blue-collar jobs.
That everybody was supposed to watch.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, more or less everybody did watch. And then as TV became more fragmented, suddenly you started doing shows about Frasier Crane because you wanted Frasier Crane watching your show. You wanted people with high levels of disposable income. And thus, for a while, it's been kind of unfashionable to show sort of blue-collar, working-class families and people in, say, sitcoms.
So Friends replaced Roseanne.
Exactly.
This recession that we are now escaping was unusually deep and long for any recessions we've experienced in our lifetime. Did that, do you think, give TV the thought that, well, this is a real thing. Now we can greenlight those shows that are set against a rotten economy.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, you had the collapse of the financial industry in 2008, and that meant by last spring and fall, once some of these shows started getting greenlighted, you still had a struggling economy going out there when the networks started putting on things like, say, Two Broke Girls on CBS, which was actually a sitcom premised around people being out of money.
And it's in the title. They can't really walk that back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't think it's going to become Two Recovering Girls, you know, once the housing starts go up.
Two girls with decent jobs.
Level. Yeah.
This is too much. That couple that just left, a $50 check, a $1.47 tip. 47 cents? I wasn't even aware they were still making pennies.
What other shows sort of look to you in the TV landscape as if they're behind the curve?
One thing that has sort of struck me is there's a new Lifetime show, which is starting in April, called The Client List.
I've seen the ads for it.
I'm sure you have. Jennifer Love Hewitt and her cleavage have been on billboards and ads all over for this. And essentially, it is an update of a Lifetime movie in which Jennifer Love Hewitt played a woman down on her luck, hitting hard times, who takes a job in a massage parlor that turns out to be that kind of massage parlor.
90% of what we do here is legit.
So do you always buy the girls some special wear?
So I was work.
Good, okay.
Geez, could you be more vague?
This job is all about being flexible.
So that's The Client List. When did you first begin noticing this, that TV was going in the recessionary direction?
You know, I think I probably started noticing it first and most often in reality TV, which I think a little more quickly started developing ideas that related to, you know, tough times or scrounging. Pawn Stars,
right.
Like extreme couponing,
right.
Like Storage Wars, which is, you know, both a very fascinating kind of treasure hunt show. And also, when you think about it, an extremely depressing show about people rummaging through the possessions of people who've been foreclosed on.
Yeah. Do we assume, since, you know, new scripts are being written as we speak, that those things are being wrung out of scripts?
I kind of tend to doubt that, you know, that they're looking at the latest weekly unemployment figures and adjusting accordingly. but I do think that it speaks to the fact that once you have this idea established in the public mind, in the mind of your audience, that times are tough out there, it's hard to get a job, et cetera, it takes a while before you want to sort of go against that established idea. And it has some benefits. If, say, you're writing a drama, it provides motivation. And if one of those things is that, well, it's tough to get a job out there, you're under financial pressures, you're scared, that can be a better motivation for drama and for characters than great times can be.
James Poniewozik, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
James Poniewozik is the television critic for Time Magazine.